To be eligible to vote in the New York primary, you had to be a registered Democrat or Republican as of last October, except for first-time voters who had until last month to sign up. Voters registered with other parties, such as conservative or working families, for example, cannot take part.
If you're in another party and you want to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary, it's not going to count. The bottom line is you have to be registered within the party you want to vote in by last October 9th. In order for that vote to count.
Erie County Election Commissioner Len Lenihan says if you're a Democrat or Republican who changed your party affiliation since last October, you can still vote, but you must do so under your previous party status. Meanwhile, he noted the differences in the ballots. Democrats will get to choose not only a presidential candidate, but also up to 7 delegates. Lenihan says rules are in place statewide to balance those delegates by gender.
They have to be evenly divided between women and men, and they will be picked by the how they did unpopular vote. But there has to be two women and two men. It's evenly divided. Then there's a process where there's more than four to be picked.
Republicans, meanwhile, will pick only a presidential candidate. State party leaders will select delegates later. And although he's no longer running for president, Ben Carson still appears on the GOP ballot. It's because he missed last month's deadline to have his name removed. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.